Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
In the NFL today, how they feel about the rules that have been instated over the last 15 years and how they try to give the offense a distinct advantage in scoring points, because that's what people want. And that's what drives gambling. That's what drives, all of these different tentacles that come off of the NFL. And I just think it's hard to sit here today. I could sit here and say that if Aaron Judge were playing back with Babe Ruth was playing, that would be that. That's the comparison to me. Could Aaron Judge have played in that era? And obviously the answer is yes. And what would he have done back in those days, given his size, his abilities, and everything that he's already accomplished in today's game?
And you've heard so many current players. They got him out of Vino a few years back, even said that he could strike out Babe Ruth. And, I mean, he might be able to. I don't know. I mean, but it's just, there's something about it. Maybe it's because sometimes we get like a million calls where it's like, I've been watching baseball since I was 2 years old and I'm 105 and I saw this, I saw that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, let's compare it to the peers and what's going on now and what's happening with this season. And, what Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth, they're going to be in the history books forever. But, I mean, they also won a ton of championships. It was a million years ago.
Less teams.
Yeah, right. Fewer teams. There weren't any.
And the
Negro leagues were separate.
Right, and the playoffs were shorter.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. You can't do these comparisons. You just can't.
No. Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home. And with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Let's get to this Jacob Trouba situation. So I had seen this clip from the Spit and Chicklets podcast prior to Trouba responding yesterday. Did you guys
we
play
both
this?
Did
you play
it,
this
no,
on
we
the show?
Did not, no, we
All
had
right,
not
so
played
just to
it.
Tee it up. So this is Pasha from Spit and Chicklets, who, by the way, I'll just point out, is a noted Devils fan. So let's just acknowledge that.
He's a noted Devils fan. Has he played hockey? Is he a hockey
that
player?
That I don't know. I'm just saying, when you listen to this guy talk about Trouba and his impact.
It brings me back to, was it Timo Meier last year in the playoffs?
What
that
about?
Trouba laid out?
Was it? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I tried to forget that series because
it
didn't go well.
Yes.
I think you're right about that. You're right about that. All right, so here's the first part of this clip, where it really makes it just about Trouba on the ice, at least to start, and being critical of his play, which I think we all can agree is fair.
Is there a bigger hypocritical scumbag in the league than Jacob Trouba?
Oh.
First of all, he sucks at hockey. When he's in the defensive zone, he runs around like a lost puppy. He just sees the puck and he chases it. If he didn't have the C in that contract, he wouldn't be playing.
All right, so maybe the hypocritical scumbag part aside, but the part about his struggles on the ice, I think we saw that in the playoff series, right?
Yep.
Now, as he continues, he kind of steers it the direction of, hey, this guy just won the Mark Messier Leadership Award, and he kind of pokes some hole into that. and brings up Truba and his charitable endeavors.
Truba and his wife founded the Truba Creative Expression Arts Program, which offers art services to adults with epilepsy and seizures. Well, you want to know the irony of this situation? Truba's wife is a neuroscience major. Maybe Jacob should go home and get a lesson from his wife about the dangers of concussions that can lead to epilepsy and seizures before he goes around concussing guys on a daily basis, being the dirtiest player in the league.
All right, so I thought that was a
little
strong.
By the way, they played the dirtiest team in the league, the Florida Panthers.
Right, and concussing guys on a daily
basis.
Yeah,
maybe Pasha doesn't understand that when you get out on the ice and you're playing against a team that is trying to impose their will on you and doing it any way possible, somebody has to fight back. Somebody has to give it back to the other team. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, he did not play well, and he made some really bad decisions in some critical moments that ended up in pucks in the back of the net for the Florida Panthers. But, yeah, this is across the line. He's 100% across the line. And the fact that you tell me now that he's a Devils fan, it makes it even worse.
All right, so now, before we lose Gio here, as we're talking.
That's fine.
The clip we just heard, the couple of clips with Pasha criticizing Trubos from, like, 4 or 5 days ago.
Okay.
So, like, we had seen it. So then Truba yesterday on X quote tweets or quote posts this video, and he shares his own reaction essentially to it without addressing this guy specifically. And he writes, suicide rates have doubled in the past 20 years in U.S. college athletes, and then dash from U.S. News. So he's like citing facts. 11 days ago, PGA Tour golfer tragically took his own life after a mental health battle, and people asked, how was that possible? We must do better than this. And then he tagged all the guys that were involved in this post. So you got a guy being critical of his play on the ice and then relating it to what's going on with the charity off the ice and epilepsy and seizures and concussions and so on and so forth. And then he brings the suicide angle in. Yeah. And I understand the point he's essentially trying to make of, well, you got to think about how these public criticisms affect athletes.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that. It's a stretch. It's a stretch to me, and I also know that, you know, Grayson Murray, he was an alcoholic, self-admitted.
Right.
He had
mental illness
that he documented and talked about. He had gotten sober. I did not, in reading about his entire story, I did not see that public criticism of his golf game was one of the reasons why he couldn't handle.
Right.
Some of the things that came across his play. It's such an incredibly tragic story. He was 30 years old, fiance, just horrible. And it's too bad that someone couldn't get to him and get through to him and get him sustained and on the right path and regulated. But I think that, you know, Pasha goes over the top, but it's Truba making that connection doesn't make any sense to me.
And then
he should have invited Pasha on the ice and say, I'll teach you how to be a scumbag.
That would have handled it for sure.
And then he did try to steer it towards, you heard Pasha reference there, they have this charitable endeavor cause.
And they do
relating
a great job,
to,
yeah.
Right, and Jacob, he paints. That's one of his side hobbies, one of his outlets. So in a follow-up post, hey, by the way, you know, painting's my outlet for the next 30 days. So he tries to steer it towards a positive thing, but pairing it with the suicide angle seemed a bit of a stretch, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw that initial post by Pasha, I was like, man, that's wrong how he went about it. I mean, basically I understand if you're a fan of a team, especially a team that didn't make the playoffs or a team that has been victimized by one of his hits, I can understand how you feel. Like, these are the kind of guys you want on your team. Like, as much as you hate Tom Wilson,
right,
I'd love to have him on my team.
Most teams have that agitator.
As much as you may hate, Sam Bennett, hell, I want that guy on my team.
Yeah. And I thought, and we talked about this at the end of the warm-up show, Molly Walker from the Post made the excellent point in response to this video, and the criticism was, easy to say these types of things when you don't have to go into the locker room these players face-to-face and deal with them on a daily basis. So you can understand both sides of it, but just kind of interesting that came up.